let's kick it off. So heads up, you'll see the space is glitching, the numbers glitching today. And I don't know how long these attacks will continue for, but I'll figure it out with Twitter afterwards. What's on the agenda today, Scott?
We've got quite a few topics, but I think we're going to focus pretty heavily on what's happening with Apple and what that likely means for metaverse and AI, of course. I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, today is WWDC, which is their big yearly event when they tend to roll out sort of their biggest plans and platforms for the future. Of course, I'm trying to honestly get to the bottom of this CZ story, and I think that we'll go through that as well. A lot of people claiming that he potentially is no longer going to be the CEO of Binance, and that Richard Teng is going to be taking over. I believe that is his name. My brain is not working as we try to get going here, and all of the obviously conjecture surrounding that. And then, of course, we'll dive into the market, what's happening in macro, because you can't have a conversation anymore in crypto without talking about macro or becoming an armchair economist, right?
It's funny. I'm looking at the number of followers that some of these people have got. It's definitely bots. Some of them have got zero followers and aren't following anybody. There's hundreds of these guys. So it's definitely.
Yeah, I can see the team is sending a bunch of them in the WhatsApp group. But that's the issue and you could do this on other platforms as well. Just do bot attacks on people. Some people on Twitter make their account private if their account starts to get bot attacked. But I'm sure Twitter support will sort it out.
I've never seen it on Spaces though. We all have the like 1,000 shill bots in every single comment on Twitter. But getting it on your Spaces seems far more.
Yeah, but they're wasting money. I think I'm just for them. And I see one of the people that I think could be part of it, part of the in the audience. But yeah, I don't really care, guys. I'll just keep doing what we do and let those people do what they want to do. I never name people, man. I never have, never will. But let's go through the headset. John, just quickly doing market update, Scott.
Yeah, I'm seeing that largely everything in the legacy markets, which we like to call them, is
hold on. Breaking news: SEC sues Binance and Changpeng Zhao for breaking U.S. securities rules. That's according to an article by Bloomberg that literally broke 3 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago.
Holy shit. Okay, wait. Let's get that up.
I mean, no surprise, and I'm sure we're going to get the number 4 tweeted, but if you look at Bloomberg, 5 minutes ago, SEC has now sued them. I don't know what they sued them for. It's literally the first time I'm seeing this.
By the way, to be clear, if it's the SEC suing, that's not a criminal suit again, right? So this is a bit more of the same. This seems like piling on my first instinct from what we've seen already from CFTC and other regulators. And my sneaking suspicion here, first take, just hearing this, is that this is going to be similar to the Wells notice to Coinbase. It's going to be about unregistered securities offering to American citizens.
Yeah, I agree. It is civil, and we know that the SEC, I mean, can the SEC afford to take them on, given the fact that they got they're doing Ripple, they've got some big lawsuits, and I guess they're just using taxpayers' money to just keep doing this in the guise of keeping investors safe.
So, hold on, just to confirm, did you say the SEC? Because I'm just sorting some things in the background. The SEC just came in now, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the headline: SEC sues Binance and CEO Zhao of breaking U.S. securities rules. Bloomberg.
Yeah, Bloomberg reported that the SEC sued Binance for breaking securities rules. Earlier, the U.S. CFTC sued Binance for violating U.S. derivatives rules. Today, media sources speculate that Binance may change its CEO.
Okay, so the CEO rumors are accurate then?
Well, I think they're rumors. I think they're rumors, but it's, you know what it feels like? It feels like another attack on Binance. It feels like another coordinated attack on Binance. I've got to be honest. It's just all these things just don't make sense. They're happening at the same time. You know what I mean?
And this has started from multiple angles. I mean, we've been talking about this for months, but the fact that that the regulator went after BUSD and went after Paxos specifically to do that without even mentioning any of Paxos's other stable coins was showing that there was an initial salvo against Binance in the first place. And we've only seen an uptick in rhetoric and different regulators and departments piling on in this situation. I mean, this just feels like you said, it's just a yet another escalation. But I don't think, I mean, we're going to see the news here, obviously, but this doesn't really fundamentally change much in that environment for me.
Yeah.
So do we have more context on can you send through the article in the group, Ryan, and can you just give us a bit of an overview? Is there more in the article, more details?
I haven't got the article. I've just got a couple of tweets. I am looking for the
to see headlines.
Yeah, I'm mainly seeing headlines, to be honest. I'm mainly seeing headlines. So I'm just young.
But that doesn't catch any of us. You know, when the CFTC investigation came out, it didn't catch any of us by surprise. But you know, considering now we're talking about Binance, we're going to focus a bit on that for now. When you looked at this CFTC investigation, Ryan and Scott, what were your thoughts? Like some of the things there. Yeah, I know a lot of it was old stuff, and like old Binance is different to new Binance. But what? How concerning did you find that stuff?
Look, as you know, I think that I've known CZ and I've known Binance since the absolute beginning. And I think that every startup goes through the same kind of growing pains. And, you know, the business that they started isn't the business that they are today. Do I think that they acted in bad faith? And when I say bad faith, knowing